It is 9 o'clock here in New York City and a Fox News alert, and we have a president-elect, and that is the billionaire from New York who has never held public office in his life.
The president-elect of the United States of America, Donald Trump.
I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton.
I feel so excited and so proud that America has finally stood up to the people and just say, enough is enough.
I pledge that I will be president for all Americans.
A bad dream. I just can't understand it. I don't even know what to say.
I did vote for Trump because I do not want Hillary Clinton being our president of the United States.
I'm leaving the country, and so I know a lot of people who are. I'm going to Ireland myself.
Donald Trump is going to be our president. We owe him an open mind and the chance to lead. We've spent a year and a half bringing together millions of people from every corner of our country to say with one voice that we believe that the American dream is big enough for everyone. So now our responsibility as citizens is to keep doing our part to build that better, stronger, fairer America we seek. And I know you will.
It is no secret that the president-elect and I have some pretty significant differences. But remember, 8 years ago, President Bush and I had some pretty significant differences. The peaceful transition of power is one of the hallmarks of our democracy.
Now it's time for America to bind the wounds of division.
I look forward to building on the special relationship we have between our two countries to ensure the security and prosperity of our two nations in the future.
The forgotten men and women of our country will be forgotten no longer.